Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. We are pre-recorded tonight. Couldn't make it here live, but thanks for dropping in. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. Always glad to hear from you, whether you're enjoying it or not. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com is a great way to do that. I want to play a few new things right now, and we'll kick it off right here with this politically powered number. It's yet another song. They're lining them up, kind of dealing with the craziness of the American election this year, and in particular, one particularly ridiculous candidate. And, well, this one says it about as straight as it can get. It's brand new music from Stephen Fearing. It's called Blowhard Nation. It's Steel Belted Radio.
Crown. Then the whole thing wobbles and the wheels come off. You know what's gonna go down. It's the same sad story about the power and the glory and the big shots of living uptown. It's the old rat race, so get ready for the chase, cause the fat cats are gaining ground. I got up this morning and I grabbed me a paper to up on the low down. The front page feature was a weird looking creature with a rug and a jowly frown. Some of my sinister neighbors are rattling the sabers and the circus is coming to town. It's like a bad tattoo and there's nothing you can do. I could sure use a stiff drink down. They're thinking the election is the saddest thing I ever heard. And the whole debate has a sickening weight, like a steer when a hammer comes down. When you see the cross, well, you better get lost. They're gonna burn something down. I don't wanna live in a blowhard nation with the king in a tinsel crown. When the whole thing wobbles and the wheels come off, you know what's gonna go down. It's the same sad story about the power and the glory and the big shots living uptown. It's the old rat race, so get ready for the chase, cause the fat cats are gaining ground. Red line's growing and the headline's crowing. It's as bad as it's ever been. They're all talk, talk, talking while the whole town's walking down the boulevard of broken dreams. And the easy money's as sweet as honey to a heck hanging off of a plow. But make no mistake, when they're showing you the cake, they'll never let you eat it now. King in a tinsel crown. When the whole thing wobbles and the wheels come off, you know what's gonna go down. It's the same sad story about the power and the glory and the big shots living uptown. It's the old rat race, so get ready for the chase, cause the fat cats are gaining ground. Mistake when they're showing you the cake, and they never let you eat it now.
Oh,
Hi, this is Stephen Fearing. You're listening to Free Range Radio on CJUM.
Drive them through the midnight between the rumble strips.
There's a man who wants the White House for his personal TV show. Wants his face on all the money. Wants his name on all the roads. Says he can make us great again. Says that he knows how. He's gonna build a wall, big and tall, and kick everybody out. Just another reason people can't get along. Picking sides of the USA. Treat me like a human. Treat you like the same. Maybe we'll all get along someday. Changing up the districts. Keep the white kids white. Keep the black kids poor. The Spanish speakers out. Say that it's all equal. It's like it used to be. Just stay on your own side of town. With help just out of reach. It's just another reason people can't get along. Hanging on to the same old ways. Treat me like a human. Treat you like the same. Maybe we'll all get along someday. About politics, don't know much about war, don't know much about killing, what all this killing's for, don't know much about weapons, but it seems like common sense, more bullets in a rifle, more bullets getting spent. It's just another reason people can't get along. Fighting over the American way. Treat me like a human. Treat you like the same. Maybe we'll all get along someday. Maybe we'll all get along.
Who will be next? Who will be next? to tell me is true what they say. Who will be next? Who will be next? They're taking our weapons on election day. Who will be next? Who will be next? Kids in the schoolyard been pushing me around. Who will be next? Who will be next? If they keep on coming, gonna lay them down. Who will be next? Who will be next? These games have been playing feel like the real thing. Who will be next? Who will be next? And I get my own, the whole world's gonna see. Who will be next? Who will be next? There's smoke in the sky, it's too thick to be me. There's blood on the streets every day. There's lead in the water and cuts on my hands, but there's a fire in the back room. There's a fire in the back room. And my baby sister got a slug in her head. Who will be next? Who will be next? Well, she found my pistol and now she's dead. Who will be next? Who will be next? Oh my. What have I done? Who will be next? Who will be next? And a crowd of people and a shot of my guns. Who will be next? Who will be next?
Who will be next? Title track to the great new album from Joe Purdy there. Pretty pretty politically charged thing. We also heard a song on there called Maybe We'll All Get Along Someday. Wouldn't that be nice? I think it would. Stephen Fearing's got a new record coming out called Every Soul's a Sailor. And they kind of rushed out this one track in advance of the election because it got such a response this summer when he first played it live. And everybody wanted to hear it. So you can go download that thing now, I believe, from Steven and from the usual digital outlets. It's called Blowhard Nation from Steven's new record, Every Soul's a Sailor. Got some more great new music for you here. Here's an interesting one. We got a new record from C.R. Avery. He is a force of nature, a one-man band of the finest order. Interesting record this time around. He's definitely getting back to his storytelling roots, it says. And it's produced kind of in two parts. Well, there's one song anyway that was produced by legendary producer Ben Mink, who also gets a co-write on that song. And most of it was produced by Steve Dawson, and all kinds of great guests on this record. Brandy Zidane, Steve, of course. Who else would you care about? Sam Parton of the Bigatanias, Jeff Berner, on there, which is pretty interesting. Lots of neat folks. From the new C.R. Avery record, we're going to hear an interesting thing called Hollywood Movie Blues. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Well, this big guy made a sexist remark to my girl in a roadside bar. He had a Charles Manson tattoo. He carried this blood-stained crowbar. Ooh, yeah, he was a little rough and tough. His outward demeanor was pretty grim. There was also his 12 biker buddies getting liquored up and laughing at the bar with him. But I still said, watch your fucking mouth, buddy. Even though he was twice the size of me. Cause I'm a white guy with a mullet that looks good in tight jeans and knows a little karate. Well, they all waited their turn as I did my famous back spiral kick. Hey, I don't enjoy kicking ass, baby. There's only one way to deal with a drunk who's being a dick. So one by one I cracked their heads together, and one by one them thugs hit the floor. And the last thing that that roadside bar heard was me making that foul-mouthed chopper engine roll. And if you listen close, you'll hear their violence swell. Hardships in my early childhood, they were living hell. But I overcame every obstacle, baby, for the glory. On a true story, my life, it is based on a true story. Listen here, well, I'm what you call a born swimmer, but my brother robbed me of my prime, cause he just wasn't tough enough to survive prison. So I was the big brother, I took the rap and I did the time. Well, they let me out 20 years later. Hell, by then I was 76. But I'd have push-ups in my cell and backstroke in the shower. And my abs, they were still built like brick. Now my brother's friends are the scum of the earth, but with good intentions. But I'll keep their character development brief. Cause everybody knows that hookers look like supermodels and junkies still have all their teeth. I don't know how it'll happen, but I was a last-minute replacement of the Olympic swimming team. I was the only bald guy in the pool, but I had one last chance to live out my dream. Well, Russia was first and America dead last in the 100-meter final lap of the relay. But my brother in the stands, now drug-free, cheered me on as a one goal for U.S. of A. Hey! And if you listen close, you hear them violins swell. The hardships in my early childhood, they were living hell. But I overcame every obstacle, baby, for the glory. Cause my life, it is based on a true story. Now I'm filthy rich and I'm good looking, and I like being a single guy. But I found the mansion party a little stuffy, so I wandered out to the pool beneath the moonlight, losing my tuxedo tie. Now from the darkness stepped the secretary. She's a little nerdy and nervous, and tripped and all her papers went in the air. Well, that's when I knelt down to help, and that's when she took off her glasses and let down that long blonde hair. Ooh, well, Jill was her name, and it was love at first sight. But I couldn't eat or sleep when we were apart. All my city's thick of friends, they just cared about money. But see, Jill, she was a simple country girl at heart. Somehow I found myself engaged to my boss's law firm's only daughter. But when Jill found out, she jumped from a 7th floor window. It's okay, you damn right I caught her.
And then we went back to the humble beginnings of that small town she was born and raised. There was lots of new country music in the air and God-fearing folk that had Jesus' name praised. Well, since I turned my back on those city social lies, I lived a simple but happy life. I've raised two sons and many crops on that field, and Jill's been a patient, faithful wife. But now we're old and gray, we sit on the front porch, just wonder all the time when Morgan Freeman narrated my whole life story with a subtle but effective Texas accent.
And if you listen close, you'll hear them violins swell. The hardships in my early childhood, they were living hell. But I overcame every obstacle, baby, for the glory. 'Cause my life, it is based on a true story. We'll be right back.
I don't wanna hear a love song. I got on this airplane just to fly, and I know there's life below me. All you can show me is a prairie and a sky. I don't wanna hear a sad story full of heartbreaking desire. The last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire. And I stood on a mountain. Watched it burn. I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in the saving grace. I would walk on the way from Boulder to Birmingham. If I thought I could see, I could see you. Got me this time. And the hardest part is knowing I'll survive. I've come to listen for the sounds of the trucks as they move down out on 95. And I pretend that it's the ocean coming down to wash me clean, to wash me clean. Baby, do you know what I mean? I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. If I thought I could see, I could see your face. I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham. If I thought I could see, I could see.
Brand new music from Aoife O'Donovan, formerly of Crooked Still. She's got a brand new live record called Man in a Neon Coat, live from Cambridge. And it features her her touring trio, which includes Anthony DaCosta on guitar. You, if you've been listening to this show, you know how crazy in love I am with Anthony DaCosta. That's their fine version of Amy Lou Harris's Boulder to Birmingham. Before that, we heard something new from a lady named Lisa LeBlanc. She's got a cool new record called Why You Wanna Leave, Runaway Queen. And we heard City Slickers and Country Boys. And before that, something brand new from C.R. Avery. He's got an interesting new record called All the Angels Didn't Scare Me. We heard the Hollywood Movie Blues. One more new and very exciting thing. Brand new record. Well, it's not much. It's more of an EP, really. He's calling it a record and he's frankly charging you as much as a full record, but it's only five songs. But the thing is, they're pretty great. And this one is a tribute to an old pal of his who we'll hear right afterward. Make sense? All right, check this out. Brand new music. The album's called Knoxville Skyline. It's brand new from our good friend John D. Graham. Let's still about the radio.
Thank you. remember that time that Billy and I got sick? We tried to find the doctor. Oh, did I mention that we were in Madrid? We went to that clinic, you know, the one out by the bull ring. We waited all day in line, but we never got in. Oh, but that night we found a bag under the bed in the hotel room, and for a very, very brief time, everything was very, very okay. Sang, I'm a zombie, I'm a zombie, I'm a walking dead zombie for your love. You know, he was the only man I'd ever met who had actually partied with Albert King. Said they'd spent 2 days parked in front of the Hotel Congress in Albert's RV. Danny said, that vehicle, it was very, very recreational. Francisco, to Clarksville and Austin, to Brooklyn and Staten Island, and then to Oaxaca, which is in Mexico. You know what? He ended up in La Ciudad. That's right, La Ciudad, in El Distrito Federal. Danny was looking, he was looking for the real thing.
Real thing.
Looking for the real thing.
Real thing.
He was gonna find the real thing. But when he did, you, Danny Stewart.
As a child, I often fell asleep at night, dreaming of Valley's great fight, dreaming of Valley's great fight. Getting old, my bones are kind of brittle and cold, but I rise.
Some say Elvis was the king, but O'Ali rode the ring. They took away his best years, but he came back to glory and our cheers. Once or twice I've fallen from a great height, but I get up and throw roundhouse right, floating and stinging like a bee, dreaming of Muhammad Ali, not Cassius Clay, but the great Ali.
Hello, this is John D. Graham, Steel Belted Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Fort Wayne will make a grown man cry. Well, I'm sitting here in Pittsburgh, I got tears in my eyes. Heat is broken in the cold spring rain. Buddy Holly's on my mind. This'll be the day I die. This will be the day I die. This will be the day I die. Sometimes it feels like we live in vain. We take shelter from the sweetness and comfort in the pain. 500 miles for $100 bill. And any silver linings we can find. And we find them all the time. And we find them all the time. Yeah, we find them all the time. And the city lights begin to fade. And you wonder why you ever left home. To be the best they'll never know. Be the best they'll never know. To be the best they'll never know. My father said, son, always do your work. And a boy from New Jersey could not make it in New York. So I filled my pockets with other people's dreams, too afraid to sleep in mine. And the years run rolling by. And the years run rolling by. All those years of wasted time. You have fallen from such great heights, still haunted by the ghost of a thousand sleepless nights. Climb on in, my friend, and get your rest. I'll take the wheel for a while. We got nothing to hit but miles. We got nothing to hit but miles. Cigarettes, Mingus, and miles. And you taught me how the angels move, softly and sweetly and slow, to the best they'll never know, to the best they'll never know, to the best they'll never know. No one hang us on a crucifix when it's time for our checkout in this great big Motel 6. We'll fuck them if they don't get the joke. Sometimes it takes a little while, but I saw him crack a smile. Yeah, I saw him crack a smile. There's nothing left to do but smile. And the flowers they leave at your grave will grow from the seeds that you sow. To the best they'll never know, to the best they'll never know, to the best they'll never know.
And there's Mike June from an album that was one of my favorites of last year called Poor Man's Bible. But apparently he just got picked up by a little label out of Madison, Wisconsin. And it just came out again. So maybe I can pull a Stu Reed and have it on my best of list 2 years in a row. You know, it works for him. Why not? It's a great record. And hopefully this label thing means those of us who actually pre-ordered the record like 2 years ago might actually get a copy one of these days. You know? Just saying. That was John D's Blues. Talking about John D. Graham. Before that, we heard Dan Stewart, formerly of Green on Red, with his song for Muhammad Ali, The Greatest. And before that, a thing called Dan Stewart's Blues from the brand new John D. Graham record, Knoxville Skyline. Holy cow, we're almost out of time. I had all this stuff I wanted to play for you. This weekend, coming up in Minneapolis, Nerd Odyssey is on its way, because playing at First Avenue on Saturday night, the great Drive-By Truckers, and as if that wasn't good enough, opening up, Lydia Lovelace. Hello. Let's play some songs. Still about the radio. What a wonderful.
Thank you. Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
The Righteous Path leads to Minneapolis, Minnesota this weekend to see that band right there. The Drive-By Truckers are playing Saturday at First Avenue. That's something from their fine record, Brighter Than Creation's Dark, The Righteous Path. Before that, a fine new Mike Cooley song from their brand new record, American Band. We heard Filthy and Fried. And before that, the opening act, which, she's great enough on her own, Lydia Lovelace. Got a new record that's getting a lot of buzz called Real. We heard Midwestern Guys, and I guess that'll be about it. Sorry, I can't play more. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to come back. Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., tell the band to go home. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. I believe will be pre-recorded again, but it'll be good. Check out steelbeltedradio.com, and stay tuned here for Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, all kinds of other fine, fine programming. Thanks for joining us today.